Today's show should be up very soon, maybe today, surely tomorrow. Join us again next week for more news, views, reviews, and interviews from the Mole's underground and very radically democratic perspective. I'm Bill Resnick. Patricia Kullberger is our engineer. Thanks for listening.
KBOO Community Radio is glad to be a co-sponsor of the Andrew Endres Collective album release party, Thursday, December 10th at Jimmy Max in Portland. The Andrew Endres Collective is both traditional and modern jazz, and this sextet will release Desolation on vinyl and CD. The Blue Cranes will also perform. Again, that's the Andrew Endres Collective album release party, Thursday, December 10th at Jimmy Max, 221 Northwest 10th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, December 7th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And know this, listeners, members are what makes all of this happen. You would not be hearing anything, not Democracy Now!, not any of the wonderful programs, not the Old Mole Variety Hour, would be coming to you right now when you need it the most. Here this morning, on the table, in front of me, $250, waiting for you to pick that up and make it $500. This is in your hands. This is something that you can do to make a difference right now for your community, for yourself, and in a small way, like a butterfly flapping its wings, you affect the whole world with your decisions that you are making right now. It's up to you. Up to you. Make it happen. Today's guests are Michael Crosser with Barkout. There's an action going on today, rain or no rain, and Barkout wants you to be a part of it. It'll be fun, and Michael will be joining us in just a moment to tell you all about that. Also, coming up later in the program, Aurora Del Valle with the Local Water Alliance. We got this. The best thing that you get to say when you do something like this is, this just in. Well, guess what? This is, in fact, just in. The president setting citizen ballot measure in Hood River that would block Nestle's proposed water bottling plant in the Columbia River Gorge took a major step forward as campaign backers turned in over three times the 497 signatures needed to qualify the measure. We'll be talking with Aurora in just a moment. But right now, the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, the nation's largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization, today welcomed President Obama's rejection of Islamophobia during the primetime address last night. Obama spoke to the nations on his plans to combat terrorism and defeat ISIS. Well, whatever you think of Obama, whatever you think of the current events in the world, which in fact are changing the architecture of politics on a global scale right now, if you don't think that this affects us, get this. The people who most need to hear the president's message on Islamophobia are the people who are not listening. They are formulating their own hate-filled paradigm. And that is reaching a terrifying number of people in this country. It is conceivable that, and people have talked about this, and this is a hypothetical that has been out in the waves for a long time, and that is civil war in America, because the people who need to hear Obama's words right now and take them to heart will never listen, and they are becoming more and more polarized all the time. We have failed to take that into account, and if we ignore it, we are indeed in a very deep water. That said, we've got Michael Crotchtaw with Bark Out on the line right now. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great to have you. Wonderful always to have Bark Out on. Haven't heard from you in a while, and I welcome you back to the KBOO airwaves with your message today. There's an action today, rain or shine, and it looks like it's going to be rain. You want to tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Right, yeah. So today we're going to be holding action downtown at the Terry Schrunk Plaza across from the federal building. That's at 1220 Southwest 3rd Avenue. And this is a rally that's been organized by a variety of folks that's part of a full week of actions related to the climate talks in Paris. And at this rally in particular, we're hoping to tie in the role of forests, specifically Pacific Northwest forests, in averting the worst effects of climate change and highlighting the timing of the Paris and of the first plan revisions that are currently under the table, in our region.
Probably under it as well. I mean, you know, tables are rising along with everything else. Forests affect. Michael, the line is breaking up badly right now. I wonder if we could possibly try another line because we can't hear you very well.
Sure.
Is that possible? Let's see if the wizard of engineering out there on the board could possibly get you back on the in just a few minutes. Do you want to try that? Because it's breaking up. You want to let's see. Well, okay. So we're going to speak with you again. There is an action. Try one more briefly to see if we can get it loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Can't hear you. I think we better try that in a moment. The Lummi Nation has a message for global leaders gathered at the COP21 conference. The Earth is alive. That is the message that the Lummi Nation wants to get out to everyone, because as Michael Crutcher with Barkout just reminded us, this is the turning point. This is the pivot. This is indeed the tipping point, and everything counts. The trees are at our lungs, and they're vanishing rapidly. The Lummi Nation is a traditional environment, their habitat, their land, that is not land that they live on. They don't consider themselves separate from the land. When they say the earth is alive, they're reminding us that we are not separate from the earth. We come from the earth. We are part of the earth. Youth representatives from the Lummi Youth Canoe family left for Paris last week with plans to dance, sing, and add their voices to the larger climate discussion. And they have put together a film called, of course, If the Earth is Alive. They're going to be screening that. And you listeners and members will have an opportunity probably in the very near future to see that film. President Obama says that in his speech last night said that the act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people has absolutely nothing to do with Muslims. People who perpetrate these acts in Paris and here, indeed in the United States and very close to home, San Bernardino, these are not Muslims. They have nothing to do with Islam. And this is critical. This is perhaps the one and only message that is important for everyone to hear. And the number of people who hear who actually hear that message right now, this could, in fact, infect the fate of the United States of America. I kid you not. And yesterday, Aurora's on the line. I'm patiently waiting for just one more minute while we hit on a couple more really important headlines that I know you want to know about. Turkey said yesterday that it would halt further transfers of troops to an area near the Islamic-controlled Iraqi city of Mosul. Baghdad had threatened to appeal to the United Nations to force Turkey to withdraw its soldiers. This is geopolitically, this is of considerable import. And let's see, there's a bear costume also in the news today. And if we have time, we'll tell you all about the people in the bear get-ups. Right now, though, we are very fortunate to have Aurora Del Valle with Local Water Alliance joining us. Thanks so much, Aurora, and welcome to the KBOO airwaves. Do you want to talk a little bit about what has just happened? The three times the required number of signatures in the Hood River County ballot measure. You want to talk about Nestle, bring people up to speed where we are with that, and why this is of significance. Good morning, Aurora. Have you still got you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good. Well, greetings to KBOO. You want to tell our listeners what the basically where we are with negotiations and Nestle, and why this is of such great significance.
Well, this is so exciting because it is a precedent-setting citizen ballot measure, which would essentially block Nestle's proposed water bottling plant in the Columbia River Gorge and would prohibit large-scale commercial water bottling in Hood River County. So we're just so excited. Today, in just a little, I think it was about a month or so, we've collected over three times the amount of signatures needed to qualify for a 2016 election, and that's pretty excited. We've just had so many people, support us and excited to sign, and many people who wish that they could have signed because they don't live in the county. And we're just really excited about this because we don't want to export water out of our county. Especially since we've been in a serious drought and we will likely be in a serious drought. And, this is the new normal, it seems.
Well, stopping Nestle is connected. It's interrelated with a great many other issues, a great many other conditions in our habitat right now. The water and has also has significance for indigenous people, as we said before. And the Lummi Nation is sending a youth group to Paris, and they have made a film. Water is not separate from who we are. It is who we are. I want to thank you very much for joining us today. We've been talking right now with Aurora Del Valle, the Local Water Alliance, on the ballot measure in Hood River and Nestle. Thanks so much for that, Aurora. We go now to find out how it's going out there at Membership Drive Central, because there's $250 on the table right now. You can make that $500 like magic. This is one of the very few things that we can control right now. And indeed, you can think of it as part of your habitat. What you listen to, your media use is part of your habitat. And this is who you are and why it's so important to keep KBOO functioning. Community radio right now is perhaps a lifeline to the future.
877-500-5266 to say thank you to Chris Andre and Air Cascadia, the nation's nimblest newscast. And we are in a matching period right now. $250 on the table. If you are a new member, if you are a renewing member, your money will be doubled. If you are a new member and have never given before, your money could be effectively tripled when you call 877-500-5266. It's the last day of the winter. Center membership drive. We're celebrating how individuals make an impact. Every one of you who makes that call is a lion-hearted supporter of real voices making real radio for real people. Won't you call right now, 877-500-5266.
I loved what Chris was saying about being a part of your habitat. It's true. We are where you live, and we are your community. You are our community. We are doing this thing together, and that's why it's important that you do your part right now to financially support this incredible independent community radio station that is KABU. Pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266. Online, you can grab us at kboo.fm. Or you can come on in, 20 Southeast 8th, just between Burnside and Ankeny, on beautiful, scenic, somewhat navigable Southeast 8th Street between the two giant lakes. Come on in, meet the people that make the radio happen behind the microphones, and you can get a tour of the station and find out exactly how we put your resources to use. Your resources, which will be doubled right now when you call 877-500-5266. Thanks to a generous contribution matching the first $500 that comes in right now. 877-500-5266.
In the interest of full disclosure, it's actually $250 that's being matched, but I'm not trying to quibble. I want to make sure, because we are trying to get the most truth out that we can, and we want to do that as well as we can. 877-500-KBOO to support the nation's nimblest newscast. Remember, this is a labor of love. Chris Andre and indeed thousands of other volunteers come in here on their own time and their own dime in order to make an impact on the community, to positively affect your right to know, to ensure that the public airwaves remain owned by us, the public, to be sure that we have access to our own airwaves. It is not hyperbolic to say you are an activist, a radio activist. No matter how much you give, when you call up and introduce yourself and get counted, that's what you're doing right now. You can do that online at kboo.fm. You don't leave money on the table in your home, in your business, in your community. Please don't let KABU leave money on the table either. 877-500-5266. Never have